The state gives schools $2,000 for every low-income student they enroll in SAGE. To hold up their end of the bargain, districts have to keep kindergarten through third grade class sizes at or below 15 students. Berlin Republican Luther Olson says the problem is that schools often lack the local funds and classroom space to make the program work. He wants to let districts use SAGE for only 2 grades if that's all they can afford.
I would rather have a school district do 2 years, K and one, than have to drop the program totally. And that's what will happen. Mark my word, if we don't pass this bill, there will be schools that drop SAGE altogether.
But Milwaukee Democrat Lena Taylor says letting schools increase class sizes in second and third grades makes no sense when kids are receiving standardized tests the very next year. She says the program has proven effective in its current form.
A vote for this bill is a vote against what all the evidence says, what all the studies say of what we need for SAGE to work.
Taylor wants lawmakers to support part of the governor's budget that would boost SAGE funding by $500 per low-income student. Several GOP leaders have indicated they're unlikely to support that idea. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.